epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, what's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show, and you're all very confused. I am indeed Craig Hoffman. It is me. This is live. This is happening. I'm in a hotel room in Los Angeles, and there has been absolute utter chaos. I leave for 5 minutes, and things have gone awry. There's been some stuff that's happened with the station today, and obviously you've been listening to a simulcast. Thanks to our friends over at 106.7 The Fan for covering some bases. Hoping Chris Russell feels better. Yada, yada, yada. Doc Walker will be with you here in about half an hour. But it just so works out that we have plenty to talk about today. And so as I was talking to Anthony, I was like, I got 30 minutes in me today. I got time. Because I also happened to be listening this morning as Terry McLaurin addressed the media, as you heard right here on the Team 980. And man, it was just sad to hear the pain in Terry's voice. And that's where we're going to start. That's what I'm going to talk about here. Doc is going to have a bunch of great coverage coming up of the other big story of the day, which is, of course, the wide receiver, Art Monk, Hall of Famer, is going to get his number retired. And it's something that's far, far overdue. I think that it is, I do have some like slightly mixed vibes on the timing of it. I'm guessing they knew that the Terry stuff was going to happen today. But I'm willing to give the Harris ownership group and everybody over there the benefit of the doubt. These situations are tough and certainly the right decision. The timing of it is what it is. But I think the most important thing for the here and now, obviously, is Terry speaking this morning. So Terry, first of all, did not have to do this. Terry and Eastern Motors have been partners with each other, and Eastern's has been a great partner to the media for decades at this point. The commercials are classic. Every major DC athlete, it's felt like, has done them in recent years. I think as Terry has gotten a little more expensive to book, it has been Terry as a solo act, and he has embraced it. But they also do a great job of giving access. It's like, hey, these guys are going to do this thing. Come. And Terry knew what the questions were. Terry very easily, and I'm sure Easterns would not have blinked. I haven't talked to anybody about this. Again, I'm supposed to be on vacation. But Terry, could have very easily said, like, I'm not doing media, or I'm not answering any contract questions. Like, if you guys want to talk about me getting married, my honeymoon, you want to talk about the commercials, I'll even answer questions about the upcoming season, presuming that I'm going to be there. But if you ask me a contract question, I'm just going to say no comment. So you can ask, but no comment. He could have done any version of that. No comment to nothing. And instead, he kind of poured out his heart and was just very, very honest with the frustration that he has towards, I think it should be said, the to the extent it's the organization, it's like they're obviously who he's negotiating with and who his agent is negotiating with. But it really does feel like the front office. And I'm curious how deeply that runs. These are things you have to do sometimes as an executive. Like, you have to eventually have the tough conversations. It's why it's better in a lot of fields if you have an agent. Because if you are in a position to negotiate salary and you're negotiating, especially with someone who is going to be your future boss, or, you know, if you want to think of the GM as the boss's boss, like, those are tough conversations to have in a meaningful way, and be honest. And, you know, you don't get to, like, if you're going to be the one to be involved in it, or depending on how your agent acts as a shield, like, you might be told some things you don't like. And it very much feels like Terry McLaurin has been told some things direct or indirectly through his representation that he doesn't appreciate. He used words like hurt. He talked about being valued. And for him, I do appreciate this point, and I think it's true. Like, I don't think that Terry, from like a greed standpoint, is quibbling over 28 versus 31 million or whatever the numbers are. I have no idea. I picked those two at random. They're around the 30 million number that we all presume this will come in at, right? But I don't think it's about the extra $3 million per year or $6 million or $9 million total. It is about the respect. It's about, I have been this way. I have done these things. I am someone who has driven the bus through thick and thin as a leader, as a performer. His numbers are incredibly consistent. In terms of, if you give him any semblance of quarterback play, he'll be a 1,000-yard receiver. If you give him Jaden Daniels, he's going to set the franchise touchdown record in year one. Like, he is a model citizen in terms of what he is in the locker room. He has won the Good Guy Award for his media stuff multiple times. He's always accessible. He is not just accessible, he is often verbose. He will give you real insight. Terry is someone that I always find, and I'm very lucky in this way. Terry, I was still on the beat during his rookie year. We developed a very good relationship, professionally speaking, and he's a guy that I go to after games. And sometimes it's with the big scrum, and sometimes because he knows that I've been around and I put in the work, and he has a respect for me. Like, he'll give me a few minutes to the side after, and like, we'll have real conversations about the sport. And like, Terry McLaurin's taught me stuff about football, and like, in that way, I can't help but be biased in terms of what I think of the situation, because I like the guy. But the thing is, so does everybody else, and that has to be worth something. And it has to be worth something in a situation where you say, as an organization, that matters. You can't preach character. You can't preach, doing things the right way. You can't preach hard work. You can't preach toughness, physicality, community, like, on and off the field. Anything that this administration has preached, Terry McLaurin has lived. That is who he is. He was the perfect person for them to inherit. I realize that all of that stuff leads to some value, and there could be reasonable disagreement on the value. If Terry is in there asking for $34 million a year, I understand why Adam Peters doesn't want to pay it. That is a lot of money. And I think from Adam's side of this negotiation, it is very, very difficult, because what can you say other than nothing? Which is, I don't feel like there's been any leaks from the commander side of this. There's clearly been leaks from Terry's side in terms of the frustration. And he confirmed a lot of the things that we've been hearing today. From the commander side, has been radio silent. But the thing that I struck me about what Terry said today was, it's been radio silent to him. There haven't been any conversations since the spring. And so, like, is his representation so far away from Washington's offer, from the commander's offer, that it's not even worth talking? And they were like, when you want to talk to us at our number, come back. And if you don't, like, we're not talking. Like, how wild, like, is he average asking for 38, 35, 30? I don't know what that number would be where I would just not have a conversation. And I don't know what other priorities would exist over this. And as I've said all along with this situation, this feels incredibly delicate, because one of the things that was great about last year was the team didn't face a ton of adversity. They did within games, right? They obviously needed a bunch of comebacks. They won a ton of games at the bitter end. But outside of the 1-3-game losing streak, where they rebounded phenomenally, they didn't have the kinds of issues that a lot of teams deal with. There weren't fractures. And inevitably that's going to happen. How that's handled, I think, is a true test. And look, there's a chance that Adam and Dan, especially Dan, the way he is, I think they'll handle this as well as you can on the football side of this. The locker room, the players, like, they have guys of high character. Guys like Bobby Wagner are not going to, like, he's going to say the right thing, and people are going to follow his lead. But I think if I am another player watching this, I'm not just watching to say, like, oh, what kind of can I pull one over in the future on Adam Peters? And I think that is the thing with Adam that is tough, is this is his first major high-profile negotiation as an NFL general manager, and you don't want to be as someone who can, to be seen as someone who is a pushover. And if Adam gives him far above what he would probably get in another place, like, let's say Terry is worth 30 on the open market, and Adam is like, and they're asking for 32, and Adam gives in to 32. That's not somewhere that Peters wants to position himself. But I think that's overthinking it. Like, my honest to God opinion is, I just think that Terry is one of one. Like, I don't have any other way to say it. Terry McLaurin, in the current status of the Washington football franchise, is one of one. Production, I mean, character, there's a bunch of great guys. But in terms of the character, the leadership, there's only so many guys with a C on their chest. And there just isn't anybody else who has produced at his level for as long on that offense. That includes Debo. That includes everybody. I guess Tunsil, but he's new here, right? Debo's new here. That combination of institutional importance, which there is so little of anything in the last decade, really 2 to 3 decades, and production, I think it's real easy to look at the next guy and they're like, Terry got this. It's like, well, you're not Terry. And that's why if I was and to bring it back to today, if I'm Adam Peters and I'm listening to that gaggle this morning, I am doing laps around my office muttering expletives under my breath, because fans are, and whether it's right or wrong, again, the one caveat I will continue to put in this is we don't know the numbers, and the numbers are everything. But on the PR side of it, and there's nothing the Commanders can really do here, they are fighting with a hand tied behind their back. Fans are going to hear what Terry said, and they're going to side with McLaurin. And the real hurt and pain in his voice, as someone who cares about this team, I'm sure all of you listening as fans of this team, that resonated with me in a major way. And now, if we go back to the numbers, then what I think the question becomes about the PR side of it, if you will, is are the Commanders tying their own hands behind their back? Or is their hand being tied by Terry's representation by asking for something astronomical or unreasonable in terms of contract length or whatever? And Terry, that was the one area where he said, I'm going to keep that part private, which is, you know, professionally speaking, the right thing to do. When we get back, we can play a couple of bites. Again, Hoffman in on the Hoffman Show, which shouldn't be news, but is, because I wasn't going to be today. Doc Walker on his way in. Doc's going to pick it up at 5:30. But this is the Hoffman Show. You'll hear from Terry directly next on the Team 980. It's the Hoffman Show, Team 980, streaming on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and the Odyssey app. Again, Hoffman coming off of vacation to fill a bit of a gap here as Doc Walker is on his way in. He will take you from 5:30 on, talking about the Terry McLaurin situation. And also, he is going to talk about his friend and former teammate Art Monk, the 81, going up in the rafters in November to never be worn again in the burgundy and gold. Congrats to Art, his family. Fine Syracuse alumnus, of course, Art Monk, NFL Hall of Famer. But we are talking about the Terry McLaurin situation, which is why I was going to pop on with Doc anyway, and the way that they panned out, here I am solo. But I want to let you hear from Terry real quick, because I think it is worth hearing. I just talked about the hurt in his voice, and if you have not had a chance to hear it, I want to let you do that. So just first off, I thought this was well done. I think it was Chick Hernandez just opened up the floor and was like, so elephant in the room, buddy, your thoughts on how this contract thing is going?
I think, there has to be some active discussions, you know what I mean? Like I said, we haven't talked in over a month, and obviously with camp around the corner, it's becoming a little bit of crunch time. And, obviously you want to be in a position where you're building to what we did last year, and Jaden and I continue to build along with the offense. And that was the thing, before I took a step back, it was things were going great on the field. And, the connection and the offense and the energy was just amazing. And so to see where it was then and where it's at now is definitely disappointing. So I don't necessarily know what happens next, but without any progressive discussions, it's kind of hard to see how I step on the field. So, I'm just trying to take it day by day, honestly. And I know the value that I bring. And again, I understand that there's just a whole business and things like that, but I know that I'm going to continue to play at a high level. The Lord has blessed me to stay healthy up until this point. I haven't missed a game in 5 years. I haven't missed practices. I block, I play full game, you know what I mean? And so I take extreme care of my body. Anybody in that building knows that, whether it's rehab, off the field, I invest a lot of time and money into my body, and I'm going to continue to do that so I can be the best that I can when I step on the football field. So I can't really speculate what happens next. Again, I just got to take things day by day, stay in contact with my agent, and hopefully that we can have some sort of talks that are progressive. But if not, then you have to take steps from there.
That is pretty heavy stuff from Terry to hear that, I don't feel like I've been valued. I don't know what's next. Some of that is leverage. And I don't know how many of you listening have been in any kind of contract negotiation, any kind of whatever. But there's some stuff you kind of got to say. And it's part leverage, but part just if we don't get it done, I don't know what's next. It's not it's not a threat. It's not, it's not an act. It's just we don't get this done. I don't know what I don't know. And I think Terry did a good job of drawing the line in the sand multiple times, including the soundbite that we're about to hear, of saying no, I haven't actively thought about, I'm not secretly plotting a trade. I'm not doing this. I haven't thought about holding out. In his mind, this is going to get done. But how much pain is it going to be? And what if it doesn't? Here's McLaurin.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't decided that yet. I'm trying to take things day by day. And, I think that's the disappointing part, where I was hoping up until this point things would clear up a lot more than they have. And so I haven't made that decision yet. And I'm just going to see how the rest of this week goes and take it day by day and go from there.
I mean, the thing about this week, and this is something I was trying to be cognizant of as I was listening in, was he's back in D.C. for the first time, right? He's been in Florida where he trains. We know he was back in Indianapolis at some point, his hometown. He was there for some of the playoff games and some of the NBA Finals games. He was just off of his he was just on his honeymoon in Italy. He's been all over the place, and his agent can work while Terry is gone and send him updates. It's not to say that there shouldn't have been talks because Terry hasn't been in DC, but sometimes these things do get done when the player is back, and it's okay, now we have a deadline, now we have action. Part of the reason that sometimes these deals get done this type of year is franchise tags, right? So Trey Smith gets his deal done on the day the deadline is. It's annoying. They could have done that deal any time. But in Kansas City, it gets done because the franchise tag deadline is happening. By the same token, We've seen the Jets in the last couple of days do the Garrett Wilson deal and the Sauce Gardner deal. I haven't read up as much on kind of the timeline there, but my guess is those guys got back to New York, back to New Jersey, back to team headquarters, and we're like, okay, let's put the pedal to the metal here and get this thing done. You knock it out. It doesn't have to be that complicated. It's not like they're working out some kind of new equation here. It's like, this is what we think you're worth. We think this. Okay, well, what about this offer? What about this? What about this? And then eventually you get a sheet of paper with a structure and dollar amounts and years that everybody's happy with. And then the agent's like, good. And the player signs the thing. Like, this doesn't have to take a long time once it gets going. I think the part that was like alarmingly bizarre to me on the outside, but maybe perfectly normal inside, I think it's in part because of how Terry was saying it. He's like, there haven't been talks. The fact that there didn't seem to be any talks that really were like, hey man, we need you at minicamp. The fact that there weren't any offers around that, like, that feels weird to me. But if someone was like, from the industry, of an agent, if an exec, a former player, like, I kind of want to, maybe I'll call Logan and ask him, like, hey, is this weird to you? But if someone were to tell me, like, no, that kind of stuff happens, and, you know, maybe they didn't really care that much, they were willing to give the other receivers and whatever, and maybe he already told them that, like, I don't really want to be at minicamp, I'm happy doing what I'm doing, I'm working out, then that's that. So I think that when we look at this, it could happen this week. It could happen quickly. He's clearly here. He's thinking about it with training camp coming up sooner rather than later. And that's, you know, if his agent and Adam sit down and Terry maybe is in the room, maybe he's not, they can hammer this out fairly quickly. Last but not least, when it comes to those numbers are, the actual value, I thought this was one of the most telling things. It's very clear to me after listening to this that part of the disagreement is maybe how long the contract is and how much value you give a 30-year-old receiver. And it does seem like the Commanders are trying to use that as a leverage point. And it is very clear, as you were about to hear, that Terry McLaurin will have absolutely none of that.
Definitely. You know what I mean? It's obviously the compensation, but it's kind of like the confusion. You know what I mean? All year you feel like you're a part of something. You earned the right to be a captain. You were selected by your teammates and coaches in honor of that. Throughout the season, through the ups and the downs, through the growing process of, you know, a new offense, a new coaching staff, a young quarterback, all these things. And I just tried to lead with the right way. I didn't complain. You know what I mean? Things didn't go my way. Like, or we had tough stretches of time. Like, I was knee deep in it with everybody, and coming into the playoff stretch, like, I know I put my best foot forward on and off the field. And so when you have that type of production, when you know how people value you and see you and have told you to your face, and then you see how it's progressed up to this point, that's very disappointing. You feel a little bit confused. And so at this point, I'm just trying to get some clarity on that. Like, just shoot it to me straight, honestly. You know what I mean? But I know what I bring to the table, and I know what I'll continue to bring if given the opportunity. And so, that's the disappointing part, because you thought it was going to go one way, and now you're here. So it's like, how'd that happen? And again, it's big business in the NFL, but also, you know, when a player proves who they are over a course of time, and it's not just myself, but just in general, of NFL players as a whole, when you've proven who you are, you want that to be honored. You want that to be respected. You want that to be valued. And my value is so much more than a dollar amount, and that's how I feel about myself. But I'd be remiss to not acknowledge that in our business, the dollar amount is attached to someone's value. And I just want that to be reflective of who I am.
Seems like a fair ask to me. And Terry went on to talk about how he's like, I don't know if people are familiar with my story. Like, I didn't play very much my first 2 years at Ohio State. I don't have as much tread on the tires. Like, he reiterated multiple times, I haven't missed a game in 5 years. I've barely missed any practices. Like, the 30-year-old thing just in his mind doesn't apply to him. And if I was him, I would probably feel the same way. And that runs into the fact that, as he admitted, Father Time is undefeated. And there is a contractual structure situation here where if I was Adam Peters, I'd want very minimal money in a third year. And my guess is that is where the rubber is meeting the road here. Is Terry wants upwards of $90 million guaranteed, you know, over three full seasons. And whether that's a four-year deal or a three-year deal, what my guess would be that he wants to really know that the next 3 years he's taken care of. And if I'm Adam Peters, I'm trying to have a very blank slate in 3 years because I need to give Jaden Daniels more money than any football player has ever been given in the history of the league. And how they solve that is going to be the key to everything. None of us have enough info to understand how that math is currently mathing. And plus, famously, if we did, Anthony, we're terrible at math. So that'd probably be an issue. All right, Ant, is Doc ready to go? Is he ready to take the reins?
I have not seen Doc Walker yet.
Okay. Well,
give him a call.
I'm either more of me next or Doc will be here.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Shout out goes to Brother Hoffman. Tell you what, man, you talking about teamwork? That's the T-E-A-M in work. And you guys, I mean, I guess it's like riding a bike in the dark. You know, you've been there so often. And I'll tell you what, you and I discussed this earlier today on how Terry would be vibed. Some would think it's cool, others not so cool. His reaction, unless he's up for an Oscar, that was a real emotional outcry. You know, it was kind of like, hey, look at me. I've been affected by this in a way that he's angry. And my position doesn't change. Both of them deserve Oscar nominations because that's what it's all about. It's a negotiation. All I know is Peter's pass. Everybody worth their salt and talent didn't sign till they were in a 49er camp. They treat a lot of these guys like, I want my cash and some time. But if I'm management, I ain't putting you on the streets with new cash. You better be in there with us when you get paid. You celebrate, do that next offseason. That's what I've always felt. It's a mentality that I own you, and you ain't going to get this cash, even though I want to give it to you, to go out there and roll down with your friends. You're going to be in work, which is the way I would do it. I don't want to trust you with that. These bonuses are crazy now. You a young person sitting up there with all that kind of paper? Be in a dorm room. But I take the stance that everybody in a negotiation, you have to be willing to lose in order to win your side of the negotiation. Because Adam, he does have a boss. He's got a boss. So the art of the deal, we're going to find out who's bluffing. That's it. I don't know any other way to explain it. Because if you get emotional into it, like some people here at the station that have been paid under the table, I won't mention Linnell's name, but my point is that it's a negotiation.
But, Doc, if you give your hard-earned blood and sweat to an organization for 7 years, and I think that's also sort of kind of what I'm struggling to separate, the person who Terry is, the man he is, from the business of the organization. Like, I can understand Adam Peters not wanting to give a 30-year-old, you know, buku bucks because he's 30 years old. But the points that Terry raised, his production isn't slowing down. Like, he does acknowledge that father time is a thing and you can't beat that. But at the same token, he doesn't have a lot of tread on his tires. He didn't play a lot in college. Doc, you're rolling your eyes at me, but I think a lot of what the points he made, he's whining.
I think you're whining like, I'm a good guy, just do it for me. This is war, man.
It's not also just being a good guy. He's being productive, though, Doc.
He's paid to
be productive. Franchise leading in touchdowns. Like,
yeah, and he should be. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how far they could be off, but just like I feel about the kid in Cincinnati, back up whatever you stick your chest out saying what you want, then don't accept it. It's a chicken, man. I can afford to lose you. Can you afford to lose me? That'd be my posture.
That's fair, but look at a guy like Mike Evans, 10 years in Tampa, been highly productive, rarely ever missed games. He's over 30. And guess what? He's still being productive. He gave 10 years, and he's been loyal to that fan base.
He works. I love him. I love Terry. But
what's the difference? Please tell me the difference.
Well, it's a little quick twitch, even though Terry's 4'3", 4'4", but the perception of, you don't think him and Mike Evans are the same speed.
They're probably not the same speed, but guess what, Doc? Yeah. They're both equally as productive. Mike Evans, 10 straight 1,000-yard receivers.
I agree.
Terry,
I'm not thinking as an athlete or former teammate. I'm thinking this is business. Somebody's a winner and loser. It's never no even in business to me. There's no ties. If I got a guy working for me, he's tying a lot, he's going to be pretty soon unemployed. It's about wins. I need you to save the company money. I need you to make this a bargain so that we can do something else. That's your job. I didn't want you to fall in love. You need to fall in love with winning this negotiation, because that's all it is. And the moment they get it done, they kumbaya, they hug and move on. It's the way it is. It's called business.
It's not
for everybody.
Do you think the deal will get done before training camp?
No.
Okay. So we're going to be in camp just like, you know, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, holding out and just waiting for a deal to get done.
I can only judge a man by his past.
You're right. You're right. I don't think that serves the team well, especially in a year we're trying to contend. You've paid Debo Samuel his money. We're all in. You went out and you traded for Laremy Tunsil. You go get Josh Connerly to beef up the offensive line. It seems like we want to win. We want to contend. Mm-hmm. But then you have our wide receiver one who is deserving of all the money that he's asking for. And you're willing to have this guy hold out for what? He wants what he wants. He's not budging. What are we waiting for?
I mean, there are some camps that would have said, they let Tunsil go? Wait a minute. With a young, prosperous quarterback who the year before was JD5? Are you kidding me? Yeah, dude, because nobody's, even Patrick Mahomes one day, somebody going to move on. Everybody has a price and a number. The question is your front office tough enough to win those battles? That's what it is. Because even Brady, people say, well, Brady took less. But, well, see, I don't believe none of that. Because I think him and the owner had a wink-wink going.
Ah.
I've never believed that. Tom is smart enough to go, what do I need with an NFL salary when I have a relationship with Robert Kraft? Mm. That's the long game. That's a long game. But that's how they've taught me to think like they think. I've seen too much to go, don't fall for that, Slim. Because in the end, it's all about the money. Who keeps it? Not like baseball, not like here, where we've been talking about our ownership situation with the Nats. This is more strategic. And I look at this and I go, a lot of people never believe, like Love. A lot of people think Love, they want to make this a comparison. Is this going to happen? As much as we give up left tackle, who gives up an all-pro left tackle? They did. So the chicken match is that, did Adam win that battle? Let's hope he did. Or did they dump a problem? We don't know, but we're going to find out. Left tackle. How could that ever be expected? Maybe AP's ability to make it go. Maybe that's the play of the day. Do you want Tunsil or do you want a wide receiver? You choose. Maybe it comes down to that. But either way, this is big boy property they into now. This is the big time. And Terry today, unless he's a terrific actor, or I would think, I wish it never happened. I wish today had it never happened. He has no reason to try to sell himself on the air. His work is on film. It's on tape. He has nothing to say.
I think he just wanted to confirm some of the speculation.
But it was confirmed too. Who does that emotional outpour benefit? What are you going to do? You're not going to go to games if they don't sign him? Are you willing to say right now that you're not going to back the Commanders if he doesn't sign? No, you're not. It was just great for people like us in the content business who were working in the middle of July.
Mm-hmm.
It was a home run. But in the end, first of all, he's so real, he couldn't come up there and fake. That's the part about him I love.
The thing is, though, mm-hmm. between the team and Terry McLaurin,
mm-hmm.
we've heard it from Terry first,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's where majority of the fan base, because some of the fan base thinks he shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have gone to the media, the public, and, you know, aired his grievances.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But, it's going to be a split.
But since it's out there, I think a lot of the fan base, especially amongst the people that I've been talking to in the studio,
mm-hmm.
everybody's upset. They're pissed because it's like Terry's deserving of this money. And now Adam Peters looks like public enemy number one.
Let's see how long they hold that grudge. Oh, well, that 12 wins win. See, that's when you start. Fans are not supposed to. They're not professional negotiators. They're emotional wrecks. And if you're a fan of the Burgundy and Gold, your heart has been ripped open. You've been battered. You've been through a tough.
Yeah,
you survived not only the pandemic. I mean, you survived a lot. And so I want Terry. But JD5 is the only guy on that team that it would devastate me if he weren't there. Nobody else devastates me that they're not there. the second most valuable person to me is Sam Cosmi. And he ain't going to play till Thanksgiving. And I'm still optimistic. Because he's lined up against two of the baddest human beings that play in the NFL in our division. And so we got to win without him. Anybody mention that at all? Well, no, you better be worried about Inside Out. Now, we think we've covered it. But you don't know till you know.
But you still need talent, though, Doc. What quarterback has won with no talent? With no
talent? Kansas City Chiefs did the best example last season. To me, they got to a Super Bowl. And their cupboard was thin. That was the most amazing job. I can't imagine a team that won as many games as they did with that offense they had. Their defense was beast. The Chiefs? Man, that's Pat. That's why I said we got five. So I look at us like the Jets. I mean Jets. Like Kansas City. Their offensive line is terrible. They win the Super Bowl. We're not going to be terrible. Our offensive line is going to be pretty doggone good. They stay upright. Does that make me think we're better than them? No, as good? No, but we ain't too far out. If we get a back. See, what Andy always has a guy to put in his belly. You know, we got to get a back. Not a show pony. Not somebody doing. We need a back. And in a perfect world, if I could blend the two, we might have it. We may already have it. But I love me some Eckler. I think on third down, he makes people panic. Because he is, like my old teammate Joe Washington, you can't check Eckler. He healthy? You in a world of trouble. If he's got enough time. That I like. We know in the red zone, we've got some guys that get the job done, but five? When we talk basketball, I always say, basketball, is he an alien? Do we have him traits? Very few do. Now the Wizards do, and I'm the first guy to come here and say, good God almighty, what I saw, I'm all in now on hope. I'm in with hope because I saw grit. Do I want my guy to be stylish, smooth, or gritty? Gritty. I want to know, are you going to fight when the odds are against you? I have not seen a Wizards team compete as a whole for an entire game like the last game they had. And I know, but everybody's Summer League people. It ain't like they went against the Celtics. They went against people on a similar level. I haven't seen people check people like that since John was at Georgetown. I mean, it was like unbelievable. Saw blocking shots. Is that Ewing? Is that Kimbe? That's what I felt. It was relentless, and it never backed off. So this Commanders team, I want to know, what is our character going to look like? Now, what I'd be concerned about is without Terry. See, he mends a lot of fences we don't hear about.
Exactly.
Because he's like JD5. He's there early, stay late, always working. When I've been at practice, I always keep my eye on him. He never takes a period off. If they're not on the field, he's with his coach on the side, and they're working on low balls, high balls, over the shoulder. He never stops trying to get better.
Is he the heart of the team?
To me, he is. He's a symbol. If they had a logo, it'd be him. Not JD5. Not yet. JD5 ultimately will be.
Yeah.
Right now, it's Terry McLaurin. That's why it's so ironic to me that today we end up talking about James Arthur Monk. You don't have to be the loudest guy to have the biggest influence. Terry's an influencer. And so I think that's really, really important because it's like to me, like James Wood, you don't have to say a whole bunch to put out a message. You know, and talent and leadership aren't always on the same person. But when you get it, and Art, that's why I'm so proud of him today because of how he worked. You know, I was here with me, Terry Metcalf, and Art had that 15-pound weight vest. Art did things off the field, on the side, never mentioned it. People didn't talk about it. But, man, that thing was a 15-pound vest. They say Slim, over to high school, and just running and working, doing steps. And Metcalf's the hardest worker I'd ever been around. And that's why it's good. That's why Ertz is so valuable. Because when them puppies see how Ertz works, when they see these guys that got a little cake work, then it becomes contagious. And that's where DQ and these guys have mastered. How many times you could count Terry mentioned, what does he miss most? He ain't said nothing about no money. He didn't say nothing about the games. Missed the locker room, missed his boys. That's the kind of effect they have. It's something that, as you well know, as an athlete or former athletes, what do we miss most? The locker room. It ain't practice. I can tell you that. It ain't practice. And it's really not even lifting. It ain't weight training. It ain't running 330s. It ain't running my. It ain't none of that. What it is, the fellas, the cafeteria, the meeting rooms, the bus, it's all that stuff where guys drop their imaginary images and they just become people. You know, it's just like, so that's the point where Terry, I start worrying about, man, a team without Terry. I don't even want to envision that because I don't know enough about the guys, other guys in the locker room. I know Eckler is a leader. But I'm talking about, to me, the leader is on the floor, on the field, in the game, damn near all the game. It's hard to do it part-time.
Yeah.
Even though you may have a big voice, guys want to know you sweating, you on the hill, you might take a shot. But all this is good, man. So I don't think it's a negative. It just surprised me that Terry was that emotional.
I wasn't surprised at all. He's hurt, man.
No, he's serious.
Yeah.
He's serious. But I didn't know that's the way he would share it. Well, hold the thought. We'll take a stop. It is 5:54 in the nation's capital. DOC in for Hoffman. Hoffman, it was here, too. I never get to be on with Craig. I hate that. Stay with us. Anthony on the dance floor. That's when I go, no, don't want to do, I don't want to see that. Don't want to see that. All hoopers think they can dance. They got a little something special. All hoopers. Yeah, I love that. It's Brother Charles Mann, who is, you can count on Charles. If I was in a blizzard, there aren't a whole bunch of people, I'd say you definitely, if you drop a dime with him, it'll be taken care of. And I wonder, when we're at the stage now where the focus today was Terry speaks, you know who the winner was? Eastern. No matter what they're paying him for that, they win 10 times. Because all day long, that was played. That was brilliant. If any one person is responsible for that, from a marketing standpoint, consider yourself anointed into the second category right now between the old heads. Very well done. You know, the thing that's so cool about Terry, I haven't heard one person question the authenticity of his message. There are a lot of people could have said the same thing and people would have said bull manure. But this dude's rep, man, he's so pure. I really believe that he went beyond where even his advisors thought he would go. I believe that. Because that's what happens when you care about something and you get in the middle of it. I think he lost a little bit, went off the game plan. Because he cares. And he is legitimately surprised. I don't know if you gathered this. It was almost like, wait a minute, I've done everything. Plus some that you've asked. And this is what you think of me? That's what I gathered from it. It was a betrayal. More than a disappointment, a betrayal. And so, because he's not like a professional negotiator or con man. The people who are the most sincere, this cripples them. a guy who's a Mac Daddy, who's a player, this is what he does. They're negotiators. They do this every year. Terry was first time, maybe again coming out of high school to go to Ohio State. That was probably pretty competitive going to Ohio State. He had to be a baller. So this, and I think he was real when I'm not certain the other side wasn't doing nothing other than playing a role. Because they understand what they've got to do. It's like playing chess. It's a move. And that's how I see it. But, you know.
How big of an issue do you think him being 30 is, though, Doc?
It's like, not a real big issue because.
If it ain't big, then pay the man.
No. I said, no. It's not my money.
Oh, you're right.
The last thing you want to hear is somebody balance your checkbook, right? You can't. Nobody challenge you to balance your checkbook. But you.
But them, you know.
If 30 for a wide receiver is a problem, but 40 as a quarterback isn't. 38, 39, 40. What I've seen LeBron James do, I don't even think about aging as I did before. I just don't. Because there are a couple of people that are just bionic. And because of training, I'm concerned about your lifestyle more than your age. Terry reminds me of a guy that's milk and cookies. You know, I never think of a crack pipe being in Terry's presence. I can't say that about everybody. So I'd bet on Terry to be an ass kicker at 35 because of his standards. So you are who you've been, who you've shown me. Terry, thumbs up. Wouldn't bet against him. It's like Eckler. He's got some injuries he probably shouldn't even be playing. But this dude, he's a cobra. I mean, straight attack mode. Baller. Yeah, so just got to be just a matter of what. It's like Bobby Wagner. You want to bet against Bobby? You got to hope he gets hurt. That's the only thing, because it's like London Fletcher. You want to bet against Fletch? I dare you. He'll die for it. You got to kill him. You got to kill him. Playing with Fletcher, man, like Neil Okowicz, the guy we had, just, you don't even imagine him losing a one-on-one battle because he's just ferocious in how he's built. Yeah, Terry would be, I mean, amongst wide receivers, can you put five other people that remind you of Terry together in your mind?
In the NFL?
In the NFL.
I mean, I would definitely say there's five receivers better than him.
I didn't say put, but I'm saying him.
Oh, you're talking about the man, the person.
Size, no. Size, speed, catching, trustworthy, accountable. It's everything.
Yeah.
Because he can catch, then maybe four or five might be, I take over him. And but we know who those are.
Yeah.
But every one of those, I got to get a personal security person to trail them.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah.
I got to hire somebody to make sure they get where I need them to be. Yeah. I don't need nobody with him.
Yeah.
That's my point. That's my point. Yeah, Jefferson, he may be, here's the one you can't do off the top of your head. Who's the number one out of all of them? Come on. Three, the clock is on.
Probably Jamar. Probably, see, yeah, I mean, see, it's
but,
tough.
But that's a compliment. No,
yeah,
to them.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, that was an illustration for you. Because you, if I say, that's when you got a good feel. It wasn't like embedded where you went, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, what? It's like during the Rice era, you'd have said that before I got it out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's when you know that you a bad man. When somebody throw a question, I'm like, and yeah, come on. Like LT, who's the best linebacker? You can't even get it out your mouth before they're telling you who it is. No matter what his other curriculum involved, you don't care.
Yeah.
What it involves in, between them lines, yard lines, savage.
Yeah.
So that's what we do on all this list. Which I love the list. They're cool. I'm glad we don't do them all year round. But there's only one list for me. It always has been all canine. Because that's a different type of profile. Different kind of person now. because this is this is where it gets sick as to how hard some people put into the game to make the game like they wanted. Like when Zeke was playing, no matter how much whether they liked Isaiah or didn't like Isaiah, you ain't never heard him described by any other phrase as stray dog, killer, D you up. It's how hard he played. Now, he was trained by the ultimate canine commissioner, Bobby Knight. But it's getting the guys to go that hard. Wouldn't you think now with NIL, it would be easier to give more effort? Wouldn't you think that now they're getting paid?
Yeah, there's an incentive, like, for you to go out there.
But it's not automatic.
On. Yeah.
It's just not automatic. Depends on how you were trained. So this is encouraging. Today was a big day because now it's got us deeper in thought. And if this were chess, I think they got a nice move because they put – now AP, what up?
Nah, for real, what is he going to do?
Yeah, yeah, because I think the fan base is going to be emotionally involved in this. It's like somebody mistreating your child or a loved one. That's what Terry can do. That's what he does because people, I think, trust him.
Yeah, and we got sound from Terry.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Earlier today, he was addressing in a very, you know, political way, professional way, what the disconnect was with the team.
What is the disconnect as you see it? Is it just, I mean, beyond how they're treating you, the tone perhaps, is it just the money? Is it your age? I know that's been mentioned at the time. What do you see as the disconnect?
You know, I'll try to keep the specifics of it between, you know, my agent and the team, but you know, I think there is a disconnect of the value of what I bring to the table and how that applies to not only the fair market deal and the fair market value, but what I've proven up until this point and what I still know I can do at a very high level. And just speaking to the point of, you know, you bringing up age, like obviously that is a part of the NFL. You know, I mean, Father Time is undefeated. But I think it's unfortunate that a general data point, not just for myself, but in general, is just used and not by a case-by-case basis. In my case, I've been blessed by the Lord and the actions that I take to take care of my body. I've never had a major surgery in my entire career. Thank God for that, you know what I mean? And on top of the work that I put in. But also, I haven't missed a game in four or five years. And I don't miss practice. You know, I play every game. And so who's to say, coming off this last season, I won't continue to play at a high level? I believe that. I truly do. And I know I'm going to put the work in to continue to do that at a high level and be bought in and be unselfish and be the guy that I know I've been. And to be quite frank with you, like, you know, even when it comes to guys who are approaching 30, like my case is different, not only from a health standpoint, but this is only going to be my seventh year. A lot of people may not know my story, but at Ohio State, I really didn't play a lot my first 2 years. There's not a lot of tread on my tires. This is the first year we made a deep playoff run. You know what I mean? And I've been extremely healthy through all of that. And so to just I'm not under the understanding that 30 just applies to me. I'm not dismissing that completely. You know what I mean? There are data points that support that. But how come it's not okay to honor and see, okay, this may be a different case. And based on what he's proven and showing no signs of deterioration, like, you know, I feel like that should be acknowledged as well. And so in general, you hope that there's a case-by-case basis and not a group thinking of, hey, this is this age group and, you know, they fit in this age group, so this is how we're going to treat them. I don't think that's quite right. It's the business. It depends on how each organization and front office see it. So, you know, that's kind of how that is. But, you know, 30 ain't old. You know what I mean? People making it seem like I need to start getting fitted for a walker and a cane. You know what I mean? No disrespect. You know what I mean? Because with age comes wisdom. You know what I mean? And I think my game is going to continue to mature in a great way as I go out through the course of the end of my career. And I don't think that's right now. I don't think that's near. And my ability to make catches at the catch point, people call it contested catches. I call it winning at the catch point. You know what I mean? I think that'll continue to stay. My speed, I still am a 4-3 guy. I'm the same guy just in January, you know, was able to take a slant in the NFC Championship game in a screen for a touchdown. I don't think that changes in 6 months, especially without no major injuries. And so, you know, I know that was a long, drawn-out answer, but I just wanted to kind of, you know, address that standpoint. But the specifics of the negotiations, I want to keep, you know, in-house as much as possible. But just speaking to the point of age and things like that, and I kind of just...
Heavy. That was heavy. When I heard it, I believe it. It's authentic. But in terms of the negotiation, I don't think it moves the needle a second, an inch. Because why would AP care? You think he didn't know that? What did AP discover about him that he didn't already know?
I mean, you're right. He's doing that
for the fan base.
He's exactly. He's pointing out the obvious, but it seems... It makes sense to me, like everything that Terry's pointing out. He's not slowing down. He's still 4-3 speed. He's productive. He makes contested catches. He's a leader in the locker room. His teammates love him. Mm-hmm. Like the big caveat is he's 30 years old. So that's the elephant in the room. And Terry is doing everything to address that. Like they're making it a big deal about, you know, him being 30. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't matter. Like, again, it is a data point. 30 is a data point, and this case seems to be different than, you know, others. Man. And LeBron James is playing at a high level at 40 years old.
He's a...
You know, Michael Jordan could never do that, you know?
LeBron's a one-off.
He is.
We saw again, Mike age here.
Yeah, we did.
With our own eyes.
Real bad.
And it's not like we went, oh, my God, that's weird. No, it was normal.
Yeah.
A guy like Elgin Baylor. I saw my nail. I grew up with, you know, with Elgin, Jerry and them. You just kind of see it.
Yeah, but we're seeing Terry still go here.
Oh, Terry's a baby.
We're still sitting. Exactly.
So the league wants you to credit them for longevity and the guys that can do it, then penalize people for being at the year mark that we used to have as a marker.
Mm-hmm.
The old 30 is 32 or 33 now.
Yeah.
But not if I'm negotiating with you. Let's just say the owner gives bonuses out to the general manager that brings in the talent under certain lines, and he gets 30 or 40% of what he can do that. That's what I would do if I was the owner. Mm. I'd incentivize. I want you to be as hungry to save money for the organization as they are to make it. Now, once we decide to come to terms, then we sign, we hug, we move forward. But don't tell me they're not keeping score until that happens. I'll never buy into that. That would be crazy. Why would I even have gone through this part of life and then not share it? I haven't seen cats, man. This is business. And the only people that get hugged are the people that win. They get a lot of hugs in Kansas City, not in Philly. If you hugging people, that's why Dallas loses when it matters most. They're too much hugging, trying to make people feel like they're exceptional, and they're not, because they don't judge it by the end result, which is winning. They're paying for performances. They might as well, just like they're the circus. Mm. They come to town, they put on an act. Banana Savannas, they balling, man. Mm. That's sheer entertainment. It comes in all different flavors. You got to pick what you like. I'm not saying one is wrong, one's bad, but I'm sure damn interested in the Kansas City method far more than I am Dallas's method. Because in Philadelphia, who all of us refuse to mention in a dominant way, because they're in their family, and we don't throw them kind of praises out within the family unit, because we're not afraid of them. You know, because we have to deal with them. That's what we grew up with. Everybody, other people, you think Kansas City, they punked Kansas City. They punked them. They just mauled them. I mean, they beat the you-know-what out of them. Did you see that going in?
No.
I didn't either. So my urgency, if I were in the front office here in Washington, is that this is not the year to be farting around. We got to lock up so we can curb this debt. There's a little bit of a, we're unbalanced, and we got to get balanced. That would be what I would say. You know, because at a certain point, you have to say, last year's over. Got to say it over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big sign in the place, last year's over. But speaking of what's not over, and that is the praise for James Arthur Monk. When we come back, let's talk about his latest award. Wow. But your jersey was retired junior high, right?
I wish.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I wonder why people always reference this week as one of the toughest weeks in sports radio. Why would they say that? I mean, it's been on blast. I mean, when's the last time a catcher actually won the home run derby? Happened with us. Those of us alive and chopping away. When is the last time you heard your star wide receiver honestly, plea. Because that's what it was like. It was almost like it was a plea of honesty in a major market. Your local teams, we haven't said a bad word about a basketball team here in 36 hours. I mean, seriously. Usually we talk hoops here, but then with the Mystics really showing up and showing out. And then the Wizards with effort. I know you love, but your boy Sar, they'll come up with a name. And I don't have it, but somebody will. The way this boy swat shots. But I thought me checking him out, it was just it's the best overall effort I've ever seen of him in a competitive contest. And that's exciting. Hey, man. What can you say? And then James Arthur Monk, my old dog. You know the beautiful about Monk? He could care less if it didn't happen. It wouldn't have affected him one bit. You can't say that about everybody. But he's really deserving of it. And I was really, really happy to get that news today. Yeah, James Arthur. He's a hell of a teammate. And because I saw him play on special teams, right receivers don't always get the credit they deserve for being a football player. This brother was a running back, well, you well know, because you know everything about him. I kept wondering, why you keep asking about Art? Syracuse. I should have known.
Oh, you know he is an Orangeman, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nobody really would know because he hardly ever talks about it, but he's proud of it. But he is... This dude is just so comfortable in his own skin, man. Just you wouldn't necessarily think he's that competitive. He's a competitive freak. He just doesn't boast it. We would play a game, video game, were you too young for Tron? And this is why I knew as a parent, I got to have a cord. I didn't let him get a game that didn't have an independent cord. Because a lot of these don't. And so you take the game, you pull the cord, you got to take the game with you. You get an independent cord, I can take the cord, the device still looks there. They think it still works. Then they get to it, and they start screaming and hollering later, Dad, where's the truck? You know, and I go get the trash, go out and clean windows, whatever I wanted them to do. I could control them with the cord. Because if we played Tron. And we had a little pot, and that's why I knew how addictive this was. You know, we had 8 o'clock calls to be in at 8. And I can say without a doubt that I have seen 4 a.m. more than a dozen times trying to get to a million in Tron. And then, you know, you go, but that's one of the byproducts of being youthful. But that's when I realized, you ever been on a binge with video games or something that you really enjoy? What's your favorite video game?
I play a lot of Madden.
Are you any good at it?
I'm very good.
Well, see, it's hard to get addicted by something you average in.
I'm so good that a few of my coworkers, they complain about the manner in which I win.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Madden just came out when my kids was, you know, in that age. I already knew as a self-proclaimed addict that I knew I couldn't do it. I've never played, ever. I know I can't. I know I can't because if I start, I have to win, and like in television, baseball was the most fun thing of my life. I couldn't believe there was anything more fun than baseball on in television. Man, you could turn doubles. You could it was amazing. And that's why I know, what did you say? Why do people know when somebody has an addictive personality or they become susceptible? Why do you think gambling is so prominent now? Why do you think leagues tried to stop it for so long? They already knew, but yet they did it anyway. Why? Dollar, dollar green, dollar bill. Yeah. So, hey, man, I'm just saying, there's a young man that was drafted by the Bengals, which is a curse or a blessing. Because if you get out, you'll never take money for granted because you'll know what you had to give up to get it or get out of it. This brother, is he bluffing, saying he's going back to Texas A&M? And has that ever happened? You're a Syracuse guy. I bet Craig would know right off the top of his head.
I don't think that's ever happened. Also, I don't think we've been a week out or I guess a couple of days out from training camp and rookies in the second round haven't, you know, signed their deal already. I don't think we've ever had that. So I think all of this is unprecedented territory.
Okay.
And the NFL has to figure out how to navigate this. But the Texans are to blame because you don't guarantee a second round pick all of its money. It's never been heard of.
Yeah, but why not? If you think he's that dude.
Because now you're setting the precedent, and now you get what we have now, where 30 of the 32 second rounders are holding out.
And that's Houston's fault? To me, they trendsetters.
Okay. I mean, they are trendsetters because, again, all the second rounders are definitely holding out, and they want the same
that's
deal
all the
that
second
that
rounders
got.
Agents who have made sure they got him at gunpoint. Don't you do this, because they're trying to raise a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's happening while we're actually employed.
Yeah.
What more do you want? You want Cincinnati just to be Cincinnati? Cincinnati right now, and the bad part about it, but it's relevant to what we're talking about. The way that kid Hendrick, the way he plays, it's like Terry plays. You never question his effort. You think he's just a great guy, how they treat him. When it comes to business, no, it doesn't matter. That's the whole cold-hearted part reality of sports. But what about the fan? The fans have the right to get emotionally attached and to get involved. It's a tough one because I don't think you would wager on the outcome. As much as you like to gamble, I don't think you would wager on the outcome. But the question is, Terry signed by camp, or Terry signed in camp, or Terry misses the entire camp? A, B, or C?
Camp is literally next week.
Oh, you think that Easton commercial was a coincidence?
I think Thursday I'll have my final answer.
Well, you know, whenever you avoid pressure, I get it. Yeah, don't let this could be like close to waterboarding, but I won't do that. It is interesting. Oh man, and it's 3:38 in the nation's capital. DOC, DH, and for Brother Hoffman. Super producer Anthony Haney, and are you serious? Charles Mann? Wait a minute. You mean somebody named Charles Mann or the Charles Mann? 71.
Yep.
He's on the phone now.
The Charles Mann.
Wow. Charles Mann. Wow. Excuse me for being, this doesn't happen every day. So even though I've been doing this for a million years, I still get excited and overwhelmed when celebrities do call up. We apologize for intruding. Were you playing pickleball, or were you having tea and biscuits?
You know, I haven't picked that up, Doc. My wife keeps saying that we need to try it, and I'm willing to do it, but, you know, I need her to at least be competitive. So,
you need her to be competitive. Because you guarantee you'll be competitive.
Oh, absolutely.
Charles, don't do it. You don't need another surgery. Trust me, man.
I know.
Do me a favor. And just
I know,
let it go.
Brother.
I get so worried every time you go into the night. I go, there's got to be some kind of medical information that would say X amount of surgery. We don't recommend more than whatever this number is. and you have far exceeded that.
Yeah, I have, unfortunately. You know, that's the part that people don't realize. I mean, you know, I tried to play on every down, on every play, on every game.
Like a lunatic.
And, you know, 12 years later, you come out, man, and, you know, I was out of football about 10 years, and Ken Coffey came to me one day and said, "How do you feel?" I said, "Oh, I feel pretty good." He said, No. "How do you feel?" I said, "Well, this is hurting and that is hurting." And he said, "Man, 10 years after the game, you shouldn't be feeling like that." I said, "Really?" And ever since then, I've been on a plight to just get well, to feel good about myself, you know. And I'm getting there. I'm close. I'm not there yet. You know, maybe when I grow up, I can be there.
But I was telling Anthony.
How you doing?
But I was telling Anthony, it's an offensive-defensive thing.
Yeah.
Because, and this is why I'm all for defensive players getting paid. Because most of the guys I know on defense have had far more surgeries 10 to 15 to 20 years after they played than the offensive guys.
Yeah.
And I think in the manner in which you practice, the number of collisions and the number of friendly fire contact that you guys get, that is just, you're hitting in crowds and it's all rumbled up. And I this is unsolicited, but I look at it and I go, wait a minute. I called McGee the other day, you know, Tony. I mean, it's like, I don't know one of y'all. World just had minor, but he's okay, enough surgery. And I start thinking about it and I go, wow. When you play defense, you should make a hell of a lot more money than y'all do. And it's that because of what you have to give up overall. And then I think of Art, because you know like I know. James was tough. James is on special teams. Art's a football player who just happened to be playing wide receiver. Agreed?
Oh, no question. Mm-hmm. And a big right. – people don't right. realize, right. you know, you walk up to somebody as a celebrity and typically they let you down. They're smaller than you thought they were. Mm-hmm. They're not as big as life mm-hmm. as you thought they were. Well, you walk up to Art and you say, oh, he is big.
Yeah.
6'3", 205 pounds when he played, maybe a little bit heavier than that, but not much. And he's a big specimen. Most wide receivers are, you know, 5'11", 6'1", somewhere in that little range. And Art's got that beat by a lot. You know, I listened to his story today. He was on the Commanders podcast, believe it or not. They got him on there. And
no
he
way.
Talked literally about 18... No, that was him. I tell you. Now, let me say this. Jamie, his son, was sitting next to him.
Okay.
Making sure he was,
Okay, well then, All right.
You need to have him on. He would do your show, Doc. I can make that happen. Because now that brother didn't spoke, it's on now. He got to talk now.
Yeah, I left him a message, but I didn't expect results on.
Yeah, you know, he
early.
Don't listen to
he
messages.
Will get to me.
He don't listen to messages. I'll give you. I'll give you his
you book him, and I'll find a spot to play him.
I'm gonna book it for being late today. I'm gonna book him for you. Okay.
Okay, book him for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right here, we'll do it.
Okay.
I appreciate
four
that.
To seven. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anthony.
Yeah, I'll make it happen.
Yeah, I mean,
he may be asleep by now. So
well,
it's
no,
it
don't
early
matter.
Part.
We'll be after we get through. You. This is on you. Brother man, this is and America's listening now. And with the Odyssey app, we're all over the world.
Okay.
So somebody's going to know. Did you hear Charles Promise, Doc?
Yeah, we can get him. He's got to do his little tour. He's getting his jersey retired, man. No. You don't get that done every day.
Wow.
Yeah, that was in part to, you know, why we wanted to have you on, just because I think the growing sentiment around the nation's capital is that this honor was long overdue. When you got the news today, like, what was your initial reaction? I know you were super excited for the guy.
Hey, I got the news 2 weeks ago. I was there in Orlando when we bum rushed his house. So I was with Gary Clark and Ricky Sanders and Doug Williams and Josh Harris and and Mark Klaus and all of Art's grandbabies. We were all in the garage until Josh Harris and Mark and Ricky and Gary pulled up in those. They pulled up in some black SUVs, about four of them. I was like, oh, shoot, what's going on here? They pull up to his house. We were all crowded, about 30 of us in his garage. If he had walked out in the garage, he wouldn't have been surprised, but he had no idea. And his first words out of his mouth, Rick, were, what the?
Like, I heard that.
What was he going to say? What the heck?
I couldn't believe it happened. And I kept wondering, did you pull it off? Who was crafty enough to make this happen?
You know, it took a lot of coordinated effort. The commanders really wanted to honor him. Josh Harris really, really wanted to honor Art. And so they made it happen. Talked to his wife. Talked to James, his son. It's hard for me to call him James, but his son's name is, we call him Jamie, but it's James. And Tammy, his wife, and Tammy is really the one that coordinated it through everybody. And that's who I'm going to call tonight to tell her that I just booked him to a radio gig. Okay.
So, we'll take it. Yeah.
He's going to talk. And he talked. I mean, he talked. He really did. I was really impressed with him.
Well, he's capable. So, you know, he's an artist. I mean, we sit in the meeting rooms, and I tell people, and every time you tell an Art Monk story, nobody believes you. And I go, you know, Art really has a great personality. He's a riot. We played video games. We used to be up till, 4 a.m. playing Tron individually.
Oh,
come
wow.
In for, we had a pot. Can you imagine he was involved in a pot of funds and winner take all? Yeah. You know, and it was like, but putting that weight vest on that he would wear and running at the high school, what you don't get is just he is incredibly conditioned. And it reminds me so much of Terry.
Can I tell an Art Monk story?
Sure.
So, I had the extreme fortune of playing with two of the best receivers in NFL history.
Yeah.
And that is Art Monk and Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
And they're the same guy. I mean, Art would be at George Mason University every day in the off season, Monday through Friday. Wouldn't be there on the weekends, but Monday through Friday, he would be at George Mason University and he would do his thing. Now, if you wanted to meet him there, believe it or not, folks that are listening, there weren't any cell phones. So you couldn't call him or text him and make sure he's there. You just had to show up. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? When you show up, he was there. And he was running around the track. He was running on this hill. He had the weighted vest, as you talked about. Mm-hmm. But he was there every single day, Monday through Friday, like clockwork. And now, fast forward, I go to the 49ers and Jerry Rice. The guy ran a 10-yard slant pass, would catch Steve Young's ball, and then would run to the end zone about 40 or 50 yards. And then come scooting back, jogging back, throw the ball to the ref and do it again. He did that in practice. Every play seemed like it was a slant to him. And he would take it to the end zone. Well, he got in the game and they would run that slant play and then he'd take it to the end zone because that's what he did every day in practice.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost like practice. But it was just amazing, those guys' work ethic. That's why he was as great as he was. And I was just happy to see him get honored. You know, we're all friends. You're just as good a friend with Art as I was and am. And he would be honored to talk with you. He talked with a guy he didn't even know today, the guy that does the podcast for the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
And, and he talked with him for 30 minutes.
Nah, I don't believe that.
And he didn't fall asleep.
Wow.
He didn't forget his words. I mean,
wow.
He just had a moment, man. So you got pressure on you tomorrow when you do your show. You got to keep him revved up. You got to keep him going.
Well,
I think you can do it.
I think you know that I got enough stuff in the vault. I mean,
especially on him.
Oh, well, but
stuff that
you
could never unleash.
No,
now you get to unleash it.
No, because I don't think people really look at him as like a normal dude like the rest of us.
He
was always perceived.
Well, he isn't. He isn't. He's a little bit unique.
No, but, he is unique, but he got dude in him.
Makes him who he is.
But he got dude in him. I mean, he plays games. Yeah. He played video games. He draws caricatures that are the funniest thing I've ever seen. And we'd be doing them in the meetings with Gibbs up there talking, and Art would be doing these things, and it would make you we could stop laughing. You know,
oh my God.
Dirty Al, you know, you're not in the back row of the old meeting rooms, wherever you are. And we got Bostic back there, Riggles on that back row. It was
My God. Oh, man. Okay, Kevin, you got Riggle on the back row. Oh, anything could happen.
It was amazing how much fun it was, and how much, as you well know, you miss it when it's gone. You just absolutely it's irreplaceable.
Hey, one question you need to ask him,
because
the guy didn't drill him on it today, but he did ask him, but I want you to drill in. Which one was better, the Fun Bunch or the Posse? Which one did he the best?
I would think that he loved them both, because he's the reason the Fun Bunch was created, by his departure and his return. And the Posse is just amazing to have three people that good doing the same thing. And
that's
it ultimately
true.
Had to end up being the world
champion. And they were cool with each other.
Oh, they're good.
They weren't at odds with each other.
They weren't jealous. Because all of them are ones. That's what happens when you get three ones together. And they decide to put their hand
but
in the
you pot. But you were a part of the Fun Bunch.
Yep.
And I think even, you know, an offensive lineman or something. Was Riggo a part of the Fun Bunch?
No, the Fun Bunch.
I know Virgil,
no,
Faye,
just me and
Alvin Garrett.
Only two guys with the Fun Bunch with. On the Hogs, Donnie Warren and I.
Oh, Donnie
and
Warren.
Yeah,
okay, you and Donnie.
More receiver than he did in line. But look, brother, I know that I can hear your staff in the back ringing that little bell they do. It's time for you to eat. I appreciate you. You know I love you, and I appreciate you doing this.
Man, I'm sorry about today, but I always look forward to coming on.
You're Charles Mann. We should be lucky to have you. How dare we ask you to be on time? That's our fault. No, seriously, that was our fault.
Oh, brother,
for asking you to be on time.
You're the best, Doc. Anytime you want me, I'm there for you.
All right, get Art. We'll talk tomorrow. We'll give you more help.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, brother. That is Charles Mann. As Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. So, Ant-Man, what do you think?
I mean, that was a fantastic interview. I think tomorrow asking Art whether or not he preferred the Fun Bunch or the Posse is going to be interesting.
Well, it's going to be the question of the year.
Because you're a little biased, I would assume.
Yeah, I love them both. But here's the deal. The Fun Bunch was created in his honor. The Posse, he walking down, it was just like an OK Corral move. And them brothers are unbelievable. I love them to death. The question would have been, I don't know what he'll do, but we'll be listening. That's the important part about it. Ant-Man, as always, boy, you a bad man. This was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.